booping my phone to start the recording.
Good.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. Welcome.
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 Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Welcome back.
Welcome back to Chip and Eric. Read through the Bible with their friends. Mm-hmm. One of their friends is Allison.
Who says welcome? That's the name of the podcast. She says welcome. Welcome, everybody. Okay. Anyway, how's it going?
Going good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going good.
I heard you have a new best friend.
I do. I have a shout out.
To your new best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Terry.
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 From, guess.
You'll
never guess.
Okay. Hang on. I'll go.
Near some of my old stomping grounds.
Okay. So down the bayou.
Not the bayou. But...
Okay. So I'm going to just go in alphabetical order and just, we'll just figure it out from there. Okay. Alabama. Whoa.
Yes.
Do we want to accuse her of being from Michigan like we did those other people?
Everybody's from Michigan. Terry from Michigan.
Terry!
We're so excited.
So glad you're here from Michigan. That was so stupid.
We did do that.
We did. And Terry. You know what? I'm down with telling everyone they're from Michigan from now on. But anyway, Terry.
Big difference between Alabama and Michigan.
I wouldn't know.
Have you never been to either
been
or
to both.
One of you've been to
I'm
both?
Just joking.
What is the answer?
I've been to both.
Okay. I have not been to Michigan, but I have been to Alabama.
It's really nice, especially if instead of going to Michigan, you just go to Indiana.
Because mm-hmm. that's where they were
that's
really
the nice,
from.
Yeah, that's the nicest part of
were
Michigan.
They really from Indiana?
Yeah.
Indiana's a popular place for us.
Yeah, Indiana's kind of great. But so is Alabama. Terry, proud of you. It's been,
you know what I think we should do?
You're failing the shout out. What should we do?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. The shout out is for Terry. And Terry, we are so excited that you're joining us.
Yes.
Or have joined us.
And yeah, Terry, a friend of Deanne.
Mm-hmm. Friend of Deanne.
Friend of Deanne.
I think we did this last year, but I think it should be done again this year where we ask everybody, see how many states we have covered.
One.
In Michigan.
Michigan. America's number one Newton, Kansas-based Bible reading podcast right here in Newton, Kansas, Michigan. Here we are.
We're from Michigan.
We got to do everything we can to get banned in Michigan so that no one from real Michigan listens so that it can be even funnier. If you're listening in Michigan, I'm sorry. Turn it off.
You don't get to read with us
only
anymore.
Only fake Michiganers.
Oh, God.
Michiganers.
What do you say there?
I don't know. I'm just proud of Terry. I can't think of anything except that I'm proud of Terry.
I'm proud of Terry, too.
I'm only proud of Terry 1.
I think I was proud of Terry 1st.
If there's a Terry, there's a Terry 2, I don't care.
Speaking of Terry 2, today is day 88, and we're reading Joshua 23 through 24.
You know what we're not doing tomorrow?
What?
Reading Joshua.
That's right. We are going to be done with Joshua today.
Yep. Pretty cool.
Which is great.
It is great.
But it does put us in Judges.
Judges is rough.
It's a bloody book.
Yeah. But we're starting a book today.
We're starting 1 John 1. So.
We're going to actually finish 1 John 1 today.
Sorry, yeah. We're starting 1 John.
We're going to start it too, though.
And. Yeah.
Why did I? Welbum!
I can't even keep up.
Joshua chapter 23, Joshua's final words to Israel. The years passed, and the Lord had given the people of Israel rest from all their enemies. Joshua, who was now very old, called together all the elders, leaders, judges, and officials of Israel. He said to them, "I'm now a very old man. You have seen everything the Lord your God has done for you during my lifetime. The Lord your God has fought for you against your enemies. I have allotted to you as your homeland all the land of the nations yet unconquered, as well as the land of those we have already conquered, from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. This land will be yours, for the Lord your God will himself drive out all the people living there now. You will take possession of their land, just as the Lord your God promised you. So be very careful to follow everything Moses wrote in the book of instruction. Do not deviate from it, turning either to the right or to the left. Make sure you do not associate with the other people still remaining in the land. Do not even mention the names of their gods, much less swear by them or serve them or worship them. Rather, cling tightly to the Lord your God as you have done until now. For the Lord has driven out great and powerful nations for you, and no one has yet been able to defeat you. Each one of you will put to flight 1,000 of the enemy, for the Lord your God fights for you, just as he has promised. So be very careful to love the Lord your God. But if you turn away from him and cling to the customs of the survivors of these nations remaining among you, and if you intermarry with them, then know for certain that the Lord your God will no longer drive them out of your land. Instead, they will be a snare and a trap to you, a whip for your backs and thorny brambles in your eyes, and you will vanish from this good land the Lord your God has given you. Soon I will die, going the way of everything on earth. Deep in your hearts, you know that every promise of the Lord your God has come true. Not a single one has failed. But as surely as the Lord your God has given you the good things he promised, he will also bring disaster on you if you disobey him. He will completely destroy you from this good land he has given you. If you break the covenant of the Lord your God by worshiping and serving other gods, his anger will burn against you, and you will quickly vanish from the good land he has given you.
Joshua chapter 24, the Lord's covenant renewed. Then Joshua summoned all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, including their elders, leaders, judges, and officers. So they came and presented themselves to God. Joshua said to the people, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Long ago, your ancestors, including Terah, the father of Abraham, and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates River, and they worshipped other gods. But I took your ancestor Abraham from the land beyond the Euphrates and led him into the land of Canaan. I gave him many descendants through his son Isaac. To Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau, and to Esau I gave mountains of Seir, while Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. Then I sent Moses and Aaron, and I brought terrible plagues on Egypt, and afterwards I brought you out as a free people. But when your ancestors arrived at the Red Sea, the Egyptians chased after you with chariots and charioteers. When your ancestors cried out to the Lord, I put darkness between you and the Egyptians. I brought the sea crashing down on the Egyptians, drowning them. With your very own eyes, you saw what I did. Then you lived in the wilderness for many years. Finally, I brought you into the land of the Amorites on the east side of the Jordan. They fought against you, but I destroyed them before you. I gave you victory over them, and you took possession of their land. Then Balak, son of Zippor, king of Moab, started a war against Israel. He summoned Balaam, son of Beor, and to curse you, but I would not listen to him. Instead, I made Balaam bless you, so I rescued you from Balak. When you crossed the Jordan River and came to Jericho, the men of Jericho fought against you, as did the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Girgashites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. But I gave you victory over them, and I sent terror ahead of you to drive out the two kings of the Amorites. It was not your swords or bows that brought you victory. I gave you land you had not worked on, and I gave you towns you did not build, the towns where you were now living. I gave you vineyards and olive groves for food, though you did not plant them. So fear the Lord and serve him wholeheartedly. Put away forever the idols of your ancestors, the idols your ancestors worshipped when they lived beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt. Serve the Lord alone. But if you refuse to serve the Lord, then choose today whom you will serve. Would you prefer the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates? Or will it be the gods of the Amorites in whose land you now live? But as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord." The people replied, "We would never abandon the Lord and serve other gods. For the Lord our God is the one who rescued us and our ancestors from slavery in the land of Egypt. He performed mighty miracles before our very eyes. As we traveled through the wilderness among our enemies, he preserved us. It was the Lord who drove out the Amorites and the other nations living here in the land. So we, too, will serve the Lord, for he alone is our God." Then Joshua warned the people, "You are not able to serve the Lord, for he is holy and jealous God. He will not forgive your rebellion and your sins. If you abandon the Lord and serve other gods, he will turn against you and destroy you, even though he has been so good to you." But the people answered Joshua, "No, we will serve the Lord." "You are a witness to your own decision," Joshua said. "You have chosen to serve the Lord." "Yes," they replied, "we are witnesses to what we have said." "All right then," Joshua said, "destroy the idols among you and turn your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel." The people said to Joshua, "We will serve the Lord our God. We will obey him alone." So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day at Shechem, committing them to follow the decrees and regulations of the Lord. Joshua recorded these things in the book of God's instructions. As a reminder of their agreement, He took a huge stone and rolled it beneath the terebinth tree beside the tabernacle of the Lord. Joshua said to all the people, "This stone has heard everything the Lord said to us. It will be a witness to testify against you if you go back on your word to God." Then Joshua sent all the people away to their own homelands.
Leaders buried in the promised land. After this, Joshua, son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110. They buried him in the land he had been allocated at Timnath-Serah in the hill country of Ephraim, north of Mount Gaash. The people of Israel served the Lord throughout the lifetime of Joshua and of the elders who outlived him, those who had personally experienced all the Lord had done for Israel. The bones of Joseph, which the Israelites had brought along with them when they left Egypt, were buried at Shechem in the plot of land Jacob had bought from the sons of Hamor for 100 pieces of silver. This land was located in the territory allotted to the descendants of Joseph. Eleazar, son of Aaron, also died. He was buried in the hill country of Ephraim in the town of Gibeah, which had been given to his son Phinehas. Okay, off we go to 1 John. Number one.
Oh, I marked the wrong page.
Doing really good.
Sorry. I don't know what's happening. Here we are. 1 John 1, introduction. We proclaim to you the one who existed from the beginning, whom we have heard and seen. We saw him with our own eyes and touched him with our own hands. He is the word of life. This one who is life itself has revealed to us, and we have seen him. And now we testify and proclaim to you that he is the one who is eternal life. He was with the Father, and then he was revealed to us. We proclaim to you that we ourselves have actually seen and heard, so that you may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that you may fully share in our joy.
Living in the light. This is the message we heard from Jesus and now declare to you. God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all. So we are lying if we say we have fellowship with God, but go on living in spiritual darkness. We are not practicing the truth. But if we are living in the light, as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we claim we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and not living the truth. But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. If we claim we have not sinned, we are calling God a liar and showing that his word has no place in our hearts. And that is our reading today. Joshua's done.
Yay, Joshua.
First John started.
Joshua out. First John in.
Yes. Hey, we read all that with two questions in mind. How does this help us love God more? How does this help us love others more? And so, Allison, the question is yours.
The question is mine.
It is.
I'm going to go with, how does this help me love others more? For some reason, this jumped out at me. It's the in Joshua in chapter 23, when he says, 23:14, he says, "Soon I will die, going away the way of everything of the earth. Deep in your hearts, you know that every promise of the Lord your God has come true. Not a single one failed." I for some reason, the way that was that's worded caught my attention. I think because this is the last thing that he's saying to them. So I was thinking, you know, when somebody's struggling, this could help me love others more. When I see someone who's struggling and, you know, I'm trying to lift someone up or encourage somebody. I think the way that's worded is so beautiful. Deep in your heart, you know that none of God's promises have failed. You know, right now, regardless of how you may feel or how things may look or your worries or your fears or your anxiety, deep in your heart, you know that God's promises have never failed. That's what Joshua was telling them right there before he goes, on to say, but he's going to punish you if you, you know, do the wrong things. But I love that, you know, remember that deep in your heart that, you know, no matter what else happens, no matter who tries to pull you away from him, no matter what, you know, sin tempts you or what you're feeling in the moment, deep in your heart, you know that God's promises have never failed.
Absolutely. I love that. And I'm going to read it Deep in your hearts, you know that every promise of the Lord your God has come true. Not a single one has failed. But as surely as the Lord has given you the good things he promised, he will also bring disaster on you if you disobey him. If we are lying if we say we have fellowship with God, but go on living in spiritual darkness. We are not practicing the truth. But if we're living in the light as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sins. If we claim we have no sin, we're only fooling ourselves and not living in the truth. But if we confess our sins to him, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all wickedness. Like, those go together so incredibly well.
Yeah,
you know,
do.
Like, you could read them seamlessly.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love that. Yeah, it's just really kind of neat. So, you know, that's one of God's promises.
Yes.
Right there is one of God's promises. And, you know, everyone listening, if you're a believer in Jesus, then if you look deep in your heart, it's like Joshua said and like Allison quoted, then you know God's promises have never failed.
Right.
And if we confess our sins to him, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. Mm-hmm. That's one of his promises. And it never fails. It never fails. If you do that, it never fails. So what a beautiful thing.
Yes.
You know, pretty cool.
Yes.
Okay. I don't remember which question you were answering.
Others. So you have God.
Okay. I do. I love old school. This is old school throwback. I love the song In the Light by DC Talk.
Mm.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be in the light as you are in the light. And just love that verse. Mm-hmm. I always have. Yeah, I just think that's great. That's how to love others. You know, when you read the verse, we're living in the light as God's in the light, and we have fellowship with each other. And the blood of Jesus' son cleanses from all sins. But it's like you spread that out a little bit more and read the verses around it. God is light and there's no darkness in him at all. So we're lying if we say we have fellowship with God, but go on living in spiritual darkness. And I just think we have this amazing opportunity, and many of you are seizing upon this opportunity and have been for years to know the light of God, this revelation of God. Many of you have been reading the Bible on your own for years. Many of you have been reading your Bible with us for years. Some of you are just getting into reading the Bible at all right now. And what you're seeing is that there's no darkness in God, and you're learning how to live in the light in the same way that God's in the light. It's just incredible. So how does this help me love God more? I can understand, like, light and dark, I can understand. All goodness, I can't understand. Like, we can't fathom omnibenevolence. We can't understand that, right? But light and dark, yeah. I get that.
Yeah.
I get what it is to be in a room that's light versus mm-hmm. a room that's dark.
Mm-hmm.
And so this metaphor, this amazing metaphor, and John loves the light and dark metaphor. We read it in the Gospel of John chapter 1 as well, right? That is something that I can understand
mm-hmm.
and I can learn and I can see. And John, by the way, John picks that metaphor up from Jesus. So yeah, it's easier to understand that, and I can understand what it is to be in the light, and that when you're really looking at light, there's no darkness to it. It's just light. And that's what we're called to. That's mm-hmm. the life that we're called to. And that honors God. That shows God a lot of love when we can do that and when we try to do that. So,
yeah.
Yes, indeed. Yeah,
good stuff today.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
First John's cool. I don't know what I was thinking putting First John here, but First John's cool. First John is like, I call it the commentary on the book of John. Like, it's like the workbook.
The workbook.
It's the workbook.
Study guide.
Yeah. Yeah. But hey, we're here. We are.
Love it.
I'm sure I was up to something.
It worked. It went together.
Yeah.
We did it.
Whatever. I was prayerful about this reading plan, so I'm sure God's doing something here.
Of course.
We can trust.
Yeah. So now I'm going to go pick up my daughter from Michigan High School.
Oh, good. Yeah. Over there in Newton, Kansas, Michigan?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm going to say hi to Terry again.
I wonder if she likes living in Michigan.
Well, it's not any part of Michigan. It's Alabama, Michigan. So that's kind of nice. I bet that's really great.
Alabama, Michigan. We live way over here in Newton, Michigan.
Newton, Kansas, Michigan. Yeah, I live in Heston, Kansas, Michigan.
Yeah, that's right. I live in Newton, Kansas, Michigan.
You know
my
what?
Family's from Louisiana, Michigan.
Louisiana.
Louisiana?
Louisiana.
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 Mm-hmm.
Bayou.
Bayou, Michigan. Bayou,
yeah,
Michigan.
The deep bayous of Michigan.
Yes.
Yeah. I just want to say, if it was your first episode today, welcome. Welcome to the podcast.
That is, you know what? You can make fun of me all you want, but in my area of Michigan, that's how we say it.
Where you're from in Michigan? Everybody, I'm from in Michigan, we say welcome.
Everybody has a different...
That must be the Upper Peninsula.
It is.
Yeah.
And remember, I'm from the bayou.
Of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Louisiana.
So that we say welcome.
Welcome.
We struggle with C's.
Yeah. Welcome.
Who else?
We're all one letter to the left here. That's all that it is. Welcome. It's fine.
We could keep going.
Terry, this could have been a big shout out to you today, but instead it turned into a big old joke that you're part of.
What else would it have been? What else would it ever be?
It could have been a sincere, like, Terry.
It was very sincere.
We're so proud of you. Thank you so much for reaching out and telling us that you're listening. It's amazing that you got connected through a friend. And,
we said
what
that.
What an inspirational thing to be a friend who shares the Bible with another friend. And we're so grateful for that. And we're proud of you, Deanne, for sharing the Bible, and Terry for jumping in. And Terry, I encourage you to share the Bible with somebody else too. But we didn't do that. Instead, we said welcome to Michigan, which is where everyone lives. So I wish we had done the other thing though. But we said welcome.
Well, now we did both.
No. I said we could have done that. We didn't do it though. Like, we could have. That could have been what I just did.
Okay. Well, everything he said, we mean.
I also mean this.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say it. Happy Easter.